This is the Glenn Mitchell Show from KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Glenn Mitchell. In October of 1956, Mike Wallace was an anchorman and newsreader on Channel 5 in New York. He shared the TV spotlight with, as he puts it, two of the icons of the day, Ernie Kovacs and Soupy Sales. But there wasn't much in the way of late-night TV, and a producer suggested an interview show that Mike would host. They called it Nightbeat. It wasn't planned to be fluff. It was, in Wallace's words, designed to be nosy, irreverent, and often confrontational. That was 49 years ago. I think we can all agree not much has changed. In 1968, legendary producer Don Hewitt recruited him to be one of the original reporters on 60 Minutes, a program, I think we can agree again, changed the way TV news worked. The starting point for the conversation will be his new memoir, Between You and Me, which is just out. Along with winning the Robert F. Kennedy Journalism Award and the Robert E. Sherwood Award, Mike Wallace has earned 3 DuPont Awards and 3 Peabody Awards. This is the rough equivalent of 10 Oscars. I could read from the landslide of praise for the book and for Mike Wallace himself, but I'll limit myself to this from Tom Brokaw. He's the youngest old man I know. I can't tell you how much I've looked forward to doing this.
Well, and everybody says virtually the same things about you.
This is going to be fun.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus. This was at the height of the beginning of the civil rights era.
Right.
And, you know, people would have expected a monster. And you found this guy who you say was measured and restrained, even though he was an ardent segregationist. How often has your mind changed about somebody once you talk to him?
I'll tell you what, I don't know how much you do ahead of time in the way of research or
a fair amount.
You do?
Yeah.
And you have other people to help you?
Mm.
Good. By the time I sit down with somebody, I really do know a fair amount about those people. I really do. And so I'm seldom surprised about what I learn as I go. What I try to do is to, I don't know how you do it, but I have a yellow pad, one of those lined yellow pads, and I sit down and write maybe 75 or 100 questions because I've read everything I can find about them. Mm-hmm. I've watched if they've done a film or something of that sort, read a book. And I try to, what I do is I say, okay, fear, joy, ambition, greed, various categories, and wind up with maybe 100 questions. Big deal. What happens is that the person I'm talking to suddenly realizes, hey, this guy has done a lot of work ahead of time. I'm going to take him a little bit seriously. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help him. So we become co-conspirators. And what happens is that it becomes a chemistry, I like to say, a chemistry of confidentiality. It's what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What you're doing right now is you're looking at me, good-looking man, obviously. You're working closer to the mic than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at a man who has
done his homework.
That's basically.
Yeah. This has been so much fun. Thank you.
Ah, it's fun. Now I understand why everybody says, if you're going to be talking to that guy. That's true.
Well, thank
That's
you.
True.
Mike Wallace is going to be at Highland Park United Methodist Church tonight at 6:30. Again, it's technically sold out, but there may be some returns. 7 o'clock. His new book is called Between You and Me, a Memoir. There's also a DVD with 82 minutes of interviews from his entire career. We'll be right back.